Welcome back in. Final hour of the day here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you alongside Michelle Knezovic as well here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, reacting live to the retirement of Pecorine. Pecorine coming out about an hour ago and announcing his retirement officially from the NHL and from the Nashville Predators. A press conference taking place later this morning at 11 o'clock. You'll be able to hear that live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game as well. And to help us talk a little bit more about this, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in a former teammate and a very good friend of Pecorine, Predators TV analyst Chris Mason joins us now here on the program. C. Mace, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
Doing pretty good. Just out in Hendersonville here at the U14 World Series.
Oh, wow.
Softball on a rain delay. I get to talk to you guys.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to do it. C-Mace, let's just start with the news that's come out about an hour ago this morning. Your initial reaction to Pecorine making it official and announcing his retirement from the Nashville Predators and the National Hockey League.
Oh, man. It's a hard day. I think we were, you guys and myself were talking about this not too long ago, whether we thought he would retire or whether he'd play another year. I was certain, just from an outsider, no inside information, that I thought, and maybe more than anything, I just wanted him to play again, just so, we could have that selfishly, that time to prepare as a friend and as a fan. And, for Pekka retiring, I know how much he loves the game and how much passion he has for it. And, his body, when you're an athlete and your body allows you to play, a lot of times, guys, you just ride it to the end, And so I was sure that he would play another year, whether it would be in Nashville if they work something out, or maybe in Finland, or maybe with another team. That was probably the third on the list of that. But it's hard. It doesn't seem real, and the impact that he's had on this organization and this city is just bigger than life, in my opinion, and what he means to this club and, to all the fans. There's been nobody like him in the organization, and there maybe never will. For him to have played as long, to be drafted by the Nashville Predators, to play his whole career, and then retire as a Nashville Predator, he's a guy that's bigger than life, and just still doesn't seem real, and I don't think it will until you see the team come out next year and there's no number 35. Coming out of the gate. So it's a tough day, and at the same time, I read his Players Tribune article. It's a decision that's probably one of the hardest that any athlete can ever make, is when to hang them up, and it sounds like he's at peace with it. He's got a beautiful family, and I know from experience, when as soon as you have kids, that's when things change. Your fire doesn't go out, it just changes a little bit. It's just the hockey's, it's still up there and it's extremely important and you love it and you have that passion for it. But, obviously when you have a child, that's where all your passion goes, and it just hockey goes down just a notch. So I think that I'm happy for him. I'm sad, at the same time, because I know how that is such a conflicting decision to make when you love a game so much and you love to play and you love to be around the boys and you love, to interact and be with the fans and compete. It's a hard thing to do, but it still doesn't quite seem real. But I'm happy for Pekka that he made the choice, and it wasn't, he could go out on his own terms. So it wasn't injury-based or didn't have a place to play and all that kind of stuff. He got to go on his own terms, and that's what you'd expect, I think, from a guy like Pekka.
So, Chris, of all the things he accomplished on the ice over all those years, what's most impressive to you?
Well, I just when you reflect back on an athlete, I guess, there's obviously pinnacle moments, and he had such a great career. And, let's be honest, when you look at the record books and what he's accomplished as a player, he's one of the best goalies to ever play the game. But to me, I think when you're talking about somebody that's going to leave a legacy behind, is who he was as a person, as a teammate, how he treated people. What's the saying? Is the saying that, I guess, people can say and do anything they want, but it's how they make you feel. That's what you remember about a person. And I think you guys know, and we talk about this as well, is And Pekka treats everybody that he ever comes across with the utmost respect. When he's talking to you, and Robbie, you guys know this, and Joe, when you ask him a question, he looks you right in the eyes, and, you know, he's thinking about his answer, and he gives you that total attention, and it makes you feel like, hey, you know, I'm kind of important here. I'm kind of special a little bit, you know. And I think, to me, his legacy will be, obviously, his on-ice accomplishments speak for themselves, but I think who he was as a person, he never changed from the day that he came into the league to the day he left, and I think he grew and only got better. So I think his legacy will be who he was as a person in this game and the impact that he had with everybody that he, you know, that he touched and came across. I think he's just such a special guy, and I think that's what makes this, you know, we're talking about this, and I think he'll be remembered, obviously, and he'll be a part of this organization for eternity.
See, Mace, obviously the last year of your career in the NHL was spent with Pekka Rinne as his backup here on the Predators. And during your first stint with the Predators, Pekka was young towards the end of it, and he was just starting to come around. But by the time you got back in Nashville, an established guy, one of the best goaltenders in the NHL, take us kind of behind the scenes a little bit, that last year for you here in Nashville as a player. What was that like for you? What was that experience like, being Pekka Rinne's backup goaltender? How much did that year mean to you in terms of your career and finishing out at the NHL level with him?
Well, it was amazing, just because, you know, I got to, you know, Shea Weber, one of my best friends in the game, and outside of the game too, you got to spend it with him. And then Pekka, who I became friends with, actually, you know, throughout, you know, when I first met him, when he came overseas from Finland, and you know, for us to have that year together, even though it was a terrible year for the team on the ice, it was just to see him at that level once he'd kind of, I guess, established his stardom, and to see that he was exactly the same guy. The guy's got zero ego, but he's also one of the most fiercest competitors on the ice. He's one of the hardest working guys, and you hear this a lot about, you know, people say this about guys, and I guess to get to that level, you have to be, but it sometimes it's a little different for goalies, you know, especially when you had the workload that Pekka had year in and year out. And that year, you know, guys are taking days off. They're going to go on the ice and they're going to, you know, just take the shots just to get, you know, just to see the puck and not try as hard as they can in practice or pregame skates. Well, that's not Pekka. He's literally one of the fiercest competitors. It doesn't matter if it's a 3-on-0 drill in practice. Every time he gets scored on, you know, he thinks he should have had it, and he's given everything that he can to make that save. Or if he makes a save and another guy's coming down, they went ahead a little for timing-wise, and they're shooting the puck, and he's still finishing the last play. He'll dive across, and he'll save that or try to save it, and that's just the kind of guy he is. He gives everything, every possible thing that he has every single day, whether it's off the ice training, whether it's, you know, in the community. He's come back from an 8-game road trip, and you got one day off, and you play on a Monday, and it's a Sunday. He's out in the community, you know, doing something there. So he's just one of a kind, and you know, he's a great person. And you guys know this too, but everybody always asks, you know, is Pekka, because they see the interviews, and you know, obviously people can, you know, portray whatever kind of image they want when they're doing media stuff, and they're like, is he really that nice? And I always tell people, well, he's nicer.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's just that person. And, you know, for him to, you know, write that article, and the thing that I talked about this with Willie, the last game, nobody knew what was going to happen, that he played. Nobody knew what was going to happen. You know, there's a lot of speculation, and for the way that last game that he played, he got to go, you know, his first game, his son ever saw him play, Paulus, and he goes up and warm up and gets to have a moment with him, and it just felt like he was just soaking it in, and he played incredible, just unbelievable. And for the fans to, at the end of the game, to give him that standing ovation, he stayed out there, and just that moment just was so organic. And it's, you know, it's a moment in sports that, because I'm so connected to the team and to him, that I'll never forget it. It's probably one of my favorite moments I've ever been a part of.
Chris, as someone who knows how grueling this position is and how tough it is to continue playing at a high level as you get well into your 30s, how impressive is it for someone to, you know, win the Vezina at 35 a year after the dominance that Pekka showed in that run to the Cup final?
It's amazing, and it doesn't happen just by genetics or, you know, just by fluke. I know his off seasons and during the seasons, he takes care of his body. Everything that he did was to allow him to play at that level and to get to the highest level that he possibly could. You know, he just takes such good care of himself. And if you want to continue to play at that level as an older athlete, you know, that's what it takes. A lot of guys don't have that commitment because it's time consuming. It's something that you have to be extremely disciplined to be able to do. And Pekka was that. Hockey was everything to him. It was his whole, you know, his whole life, and he dedicated everything that he possibly could. And again, you know, I go back to the feeling when you first have a child, your mindset changes a little bit because you can't quite give the amount of time to be able to do everything that you did, you know, when you didn't have kids. You know, it's just life changes, and all of a sudden this thing that arrives one day that you love more than anything in the world that you've never experienced a feeling like that arrives one day, and all of a sudden it changes a little bit. And I know he still did everything possible to stay at that level, but I think ultimately, you know, when it comes down to making that decision, you know, Pekka did it for his family, and I think that's the, you know, something I think an athlete, especially somebody like Pekka, you can be at peace with, is because the hardest thing to do is to retire when you can still play. You know you can still play, and to take away that that competitive void that's going to be left in your life, where, you know, he's been doing this his whole life. He's had an itinerary, he's had a schedule, he's had a training regimen, he's had, his whole life has revolved around hockey until now. So now he doesn't have that. He's got his family, and he gets to focus on that. So it's a tough decision, but again, one that's, you know, all you can ask for as an athlete is to kind of leave on your own terms, and he's able to do that. And although I'm sad, like I said earlier, I'm happy for him because he seems at peace with his decision.
Former Preds goalie Chris Mason, current Preds TV analyst, on the line with us. Chris, last thing for you here. I know it's tough to pick one, but if I were to ask you what the legacy of Pekka Rinne is here in Nashville, or what your favorite memory of him is, either on the ice, off the ice, what would your answer be?
I have a lot, but I really feel he was probably the biggest part of taking this team and this city into hockey market status, putting them on the map. I think our fans, obviously everybody that's here ever went to a game, you know, they know how awesome this city is, but he has just been the biggest, the loudest voice of just, you know, pumping Nashville and its fans. And, you know, you don't get that credibility until you have success. And, you know, there was some moderate success in the early years, but the sustained success, and that when this organization turned around and really became, I think, a powerhouse in the league in terms of, you know, considered a great hockey market and a team that all free agents want to go to, I look at him as the key to that whole thing. I mean, without Pekka Rinne, you know, you don't know where things would be, but because they had him, I think this team and this city will be forever solidified as a hockey market. And I think Pekka, that guy is, when you think of the Nashville Predators, there's some guys that you think of, and obviously Shea Weber is one of them, but the one guy that sticks out and is above any is Pekka Rinne, and I think it'll be like that for forever.
See, Mace, we really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning on short notice and providing a very unique perspective to the retirement of Pekka Rinne. Great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Absolutely. Chris Mason, former Preds goaltender, current Preds TV analyst, our guest here on Robbie and Rexford. When we come back, we'll continue to get your reaction to the retirement of Pekka Rinne on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. I almost said 615-615. Really just nailing down that area code here.
You've got to repeat it.
Exactly.
Make sure people have
make
that.
Sure you know the phone number.
Pekka Rinne is the king of the 615.
Pekka Rinne is the king of the 615. We'll continue the reaction coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.